The Post Office. Fuck you, Ben Franklin. Less than 48 hours after graduating high school, I went to work the night shift at the Silver Spring Post Office, from 11 o'clock at night until 8 in the morning. There's a transition for you. I now had a clear understanding of the term culture shock. I may as well have moved from Silver Spring to Bhutan, because the post office is another world, with its own rules, especially on the night shift. Let me put it this way. If the post office didn't already exist, Kafka would have invented it. And working for the post office is exactly how you might envision it, only worse. My job there was quite simple. I would grab the mail sacks that the trucks dropped off like clockwork, dump them out, and then box the letters so that they could be sorted. Contributing to the tedium of it all, the din of the sorting machines would provide an endless soundtrack for the night. And if you listen closely, you could discern the unspoken lyrics. I hate my life. I hate my life. Droning on, over and over and over, like a song without end. There was, however, an upside to working at night. It paid a little more money. But there was also a downside. The night shift attracts a certain type of person, to put it diplomatically. For instance, I had a conversation with one of my coworkers on my first night as a government employee that I will never, ever forget. I've desperately tried to forget it, but unfortunately, it is permanently burned into my mind. It went like this. At one point, and don't ask me how we got to this point, there was nothing that led up to it, he asked if I knew what a plate job was. No, I don't, was my reply. He then told me, and there's no reason any of you should know this, no reason I should tell you, except to give you an idea of the world that I had entered. A plate job is when a woman sits over a pane of glass held by a man who is lying down on the floor. She then takes a dump on the glass, preferably when it's positioned over his face. Well, the neurons in my brain just exploded. Huh? Why? Where? How? Are you kidding me? A what to whom and why for and that makes someone happy? Jesus, I was not prepared for this type of nightly conversation. So I responded as any sane 18-year-old would. I excused myself, walked over to a cigarette machine, and bought a pack of cigarettes. I then went outside, lit up, and truly smoked a cigarette for the first time in my life. Okay. I had smoked cigarettes before, but this time I was inhaling, really inhaling, in hopes of choking my mind with smoke in an effort to rid it of the smell of that lady's dump. The worst thing was, I had none of the problems people have when they first start smoking. I liked it, probably because I was going to need a friend if I was going to be locked up with these psychopaths for the next few months.